This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't mind waiting until after the 2020 election for Republicans to come up with a replacement for Obamacare. He says the GOP is developing what he calls a really great health care plan, but he adds a congressional vote won't be taken until the GOP holds the Senate and wins back the House. He hopes some Senate Democrats want to abolish the Electoral College and are expected to introduce a constitutional amendment this week that would do so. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, but Donald Trump secured the presidency by winning the Electoral College tally. A final vote's expected today to send a state Senate bill to the Texas House that would bar all Texas cities and counties from doing any business with Planned Parenthood. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4-7. See store for details. U.S. only.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It may be too far offshore to cause major problems, but a so-called bomb cyclone may develop off the East Coast today. Rain is expected between the Carolinas to Virginia, maybe to the Mid-Atlantic, and then by tonight, New England, with very heavy winds. A new book on President Trump's golf game and how he allegedly cheats at it is out. It's called Commander in Cheat, How Golf Explains Trump, by former Sports Illustrated columnist Rick Riley, who says he got sick of Trump telling stories that weren't true.
I was sitting here reading tweets. He's saying he'd won 18 club championships. And I'm like, you liar, because you told me how you did it when I played with you years ago. He said when he buys a new course, he plays the first round by himself and calls that the club championship.
The NATO alliance turns 70 this week. President Trump's meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg at the White House today to mark it. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says without a question about legal citizenship added to the 2020 census, the count will be a big waste of time and money. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Mr. Trump went on Twitter to state, "Can you believe that the radical left Democrats want to do our new and very important census report without the important citizenship question? Over 250,000 people have applied for temporary positions as census takers." Tim Olson of the Census Bureau tells us about the pay.
Pay rates range from $13.50 to $30 per hour, depending on where you live. Field employees are reimbursed for official mileage and receive all the equipment and training needed for their job.
I'm John Clemens.
A lawsuit filed by relatives of victims killed in the San Bernardino, California terrorist attack has been dismissed. Relatives of three of the shooting victims claimed the government was negligent for not investigating Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik to deny them entry into the country. A federal judge in Santa Ana dismissing their lawsuit, saying the government is protected in this case because of sovereign immunity. The 2015 shooting left 14 people dead and 22 people injured. And a rare first edition of Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone has sold for over $90,000. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on, stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there, along with all the podcasts of every interview. So if you hear a partial and you say, hey, I wanted to hear the whole thing, well, just go to our website. You can download the podcast at your convenience, share it with your friends and neighbors, because it's free, and we're givers. That's what it's all about. Got an incredible story coming up next. Chris Work is going to be joining us, and we're going to talk about his new book, Chris Beat Cancer, and it tells a remarkable story of Chris overcoming cancer without chemotherapy. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you?
Bill, I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Well, congratulations. I'm a cancer survivor. Thank God I didn't have to deal with chemo, but almost as bad, I had to deal with radiation. And wondered myself, as many people, in fact, I had a dear friend just said that wasn't going to have anything to do with chemo whatsoever. And this seems to be a decision that more Americans are making today, because it would appear, and I'm not a doctor, but the evidence would appear to tell you that, you know, chemo is still theoretical. Is that fair?
I'm also not a doctor.
Uh-huh, okay.
And but here's the thing. The scariest statistic in all of cancer and is the one that no one is being told, and that is in the last over 60 years, the death rate from cancer has only improved by 5%.
Mm.
So you think about that, like, since the advent of chemotherapy in the 1950s, they've only reduced the overall death rate by 5%. And that's not of all cancers. Some cancers, they haven't improved the death rate at all.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some, they've made huge improvements. So lymphomas, leukemia, testicular cancer, especially childhood leukemia, those have made huge strides. Like 90% of those patients have 10-year survival or better.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most common cancers, breast, colon, liver, lung, brain, ovarian, cervical, those cancers, they've made very little improvement in the death rate, and they've made very little improvement in five-year survival when they're diagnosed in an advanced stage. And what you're alluding to is a lot of people, more people, are either saying no to chemotherapy or they're delaying it and looking for something that's more natural or, quote, alternative,
mm-hmm.
because they've already seen their friends and family members, their parents or whoever, suffer and die
right.
through those treatments.
Well, at some point you make a quality of life decision.
Yeah.
And looking for alternative therapies, I did it. I mean, short of voodoo. I tried just about everything I could do because I said, okay, well, I've got to attack this issue here. But for sure, I was not going to go the way of chemotherapy. Now, I'm not sure in comparison, again, not being a doctor, what some would say radiation versus chemotherapy. It's like pick your poison, I guess.
Well, radiation is a systemic damage. I mean, localized damage, and chemo is systemic, so it's your whole body. So they're very different.
Right.
Both have benefits and risks. And, you know, I don't tell people not to do chemo. Mm-hmm. But I do cover it in great detail in over a couple chapters in my book, mm-hmm. so that anyone that wants to know the benefits and the risks will have a very clear understanding. And the problem is most cancer patients are just rushed into treatment out of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no idea what their disease is,
right?
Other than a name.
Well, and you're exactly right. What I hear over and over again from my fellow cancer patient, you know, not patients, but journeyers and people that have survived is that their instinct is get this out of me.
Right. It's panic mode. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And most good decisions I've found in life are not ones that are made in a panic out of fear.
Right.
Right. Good decisions are made based on facts and faith, and they're well-reasoned and they're thoughtful, and they're not made through intimidation. And unfortunately, most cancer patients, like I said, are rushed into treatment. They have no idea what they're getting into, mm-hmm. and they have no idea if the treatment is even likely to cure them. And if you ask the doctor directly, the doctor also will not tell you for sure if he knows it will or not, because mm-hmm. he doesn't know.
Exactly.
And so most cancer treatment, unfortunately, is a fingers crossed treatment, mm-hmm. right? Well, let's see what happens and hope for the best. And you know, hope it doesn't come back
or exactly.
hope it doesn't get more aggressive, which is pretty common.
Right. Chris, what was your specific story? How long had you, were you aware that you were dealing with this? And then how did you come to this conclusion that you wanted to do something other than chemo?
So I was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer when I was 26.
Mm.
Total shock, total out of the blue diagnosis. I was having abdominal pain and went in for a bunch of tests. Eventually they did a colonoscopy and they found a golf ball sized tumor. In my large intestine, that's the colon.
Right.
And, you know, when I was 26, I didn't even know what a colon was, man. I just thought it was like, I thought it was just a punctuation mark.
Right.
So anyway, I, you know, like I said, I was a typical cancer patient. So they said, we got to get this thing out of you before it spreads and kills you. Mm-hmm. You know, the urgency, the fear.
Right.
And I was like, okay. It was 2 days before Christmas, and I'm like, man, this is the worst Christmas ever.
Yes.
And I prolonged this. I postponed the surgery till after Christmas because I was just like, can I please just not, you know, mm-hmm. be in the hospital on Christmas? So
right.
on December 30th, 2003, spoiler alert, I didn't die.
Yeah.
December 30th, 2003, I had surgery. When I woke up from surgery, they said it's worse than we thought. You're stage 3C. They were hoping it was stage 2, mm-hmm. which would mean no chemo.
Mm-hmm.
Stage 3 means, oh, it's, you know, spread to your lymph nodes, and it's much more likely to show up in your liver or somewhere
else. Totally metastasize. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're going to need 9 to 12 months of chemotherapy. That's what they told me, in order to survive. And I initially accepted that, like, okay, like, this is my life now. But a couple things happened in the hospital to talk about in the book.
Mm-hmm.
First thing that happened was the very first meal that they served me after taking out a third of my large intestine was a sloppy Joe.
Oh. Wow.
And, you know, who likes sloppy Joes? It's like the worst cafeteria food,
right.
you know, junk food, prison food.
Even if you have your whole intestine all intact. Who wants a sloppy Joe after you've had some removed? Yes, exactly. I agree.
Right. So that was like a shocker, right, that they were serving such terrible food. And then a few days later, when they finally told me I could go home, my surgeon came in to check on me, and I said, hey, is there any food I need to avoid? Because I didn't want to mess anything up in there, you know?
Of course.
And he said, no, just don't lift anything heavier than a beer.
Interesting.
Yeah, and I just thought, man, like, why is there such a huge disconnect?
Mm-hmm.
Why does nutrition not matter? Like, I in my gut, in my core of my being, I knew that, like, I should be eating healthier.
Right, exactly.
I've been living on junk food and fast food for most of my life.
Well, we got to go to break. We're going to hear more of Chris's story from his book, Chris Beat Cancer, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez, live.
Now I have resurrection power, living on the inside.
Look, I'm a realist. I know you want more. There is more to this life, let me tell you. Fresh and independent I am at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Chris Wark is with us. We're talking about his new book, Chris Beat Cancer, A Comprehensive Plan for Healing Naturally. Chris, after studying the effects of chemotherapy, you're diagnosed third stage cancer. The prognosis is, look at, we've got to fill you up with some chemo for, you know, a number of months here. And you're probably thinking, well, considering what chemo does to the body and its success rate, this might be a call for and consideration for some alternative therapies, maybe, right?
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I went home from the hospital after surgery. I had an increasing resistance to chemotherapy because it is toxic. It's poison. It makes you incredibly sick, and it's destructive. Mm-hmm. And my instincts were just telling me, like, this is not for you. Don't do it. But I didn't know what else to do. And so my wife and I prayed about it, and I just said, God, if there's another way besides chemotherapy, please show me.
Right.
And 2 days later, I got a book that showed up in my doorstep written by a guy who had healed his own colon cancer years prior, almost 30 years prior, wow, with nutrition. And I just, this book was sent to me by a friend of my dad's who lived in Alaska. And it was like, I could not believe the timing. I mean, it was miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got so excited, and the idea that was put forth, and this isn't a book that I really recommend now because there's some misinformation in it, but the core principle of the book was that the reason we're so sick, most of us, with cancer, heart disease, chronic, with diabetes and all these chronic diseases is because of our diet and lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And we now know, this was 15 years ago, but so much science has come out since then and even before that. Mm-hmm. Up to 90% of cancers, don't miss this, are caused by three factors: a poor diet, an unhealthy lifestyle, and environmental factors like pollution.
Mm-hmm.
Up to 90%. That means most of the factors surrounding cancer are in our control.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized the way I was living was killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Colon cancer is a dietary disease. It's caused by our diet. In fact, there are sections of Africa, rural Africa, where the rate of colon cancer is 50 times lower than the United States. And it's not because they have special genes, because they don't. It is 100% correlated to their diet.
Mm-hmm.
And
so would you say that disproportionately the diet greater impact than the environment, and you mentioned three. We had the environment,
lifestyle,
and lifestyle.
And diet.
So more than lifestyle and more than the environment, it's the food we eat, a more significant impact in terms of that which is carcinogenic.
Absolutely, the diet is huge. So I'll break it down. The healthiest, longest living populations around the world with the lowest rates of cancer, and I go in super detail in the book on this,
mm-hmm,
are populations that eat a plant-based diet. So they eat mostly plants. And that's what I did. I converted to a diet. It was 100% fruits and vegetables and all raw,
mm-hmm,
which is a very aggressive, hardcore healing diet. Started juicing, taking tons of supplements, and eating fruits and vegetables straight from the earth, because I realized, look, God made fruits and vegetables for mm-hmm us. So I went back to the Garden of Eden,
mm-hmm,
and we see this again in Daniel, you know, with the Daniel fast, eating only fruits
right
and vegetables for optimal health.
Yeah, God only said he gave us the plants for healing, right?
Yeah, and so I'm like, man, what would happen if I did this? So I got excited about it, and I just went full force, like, into that diet.
Mm-hmm.
So a plant-based diet is so amazing.
And so your wife loved you so much, she went with you on the same diet. She didn't go to In-N-Out Burgers or anything like that, right?
She loved me so much, but she was not on board. She thought I had lost my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it took her a little while to come around. But mm-hmm she did, eventually.
Right.
The second factor is lifestyle. So we're too sedentary. We don't exercise.
Right.
We're drinking and smoking. And because of those factors, they're also ruining our health.
Mm-hmm.
They lead to obesity. So poor diet and lack of exercise together lead to obesity.
And you got inflammation going on in your body as a result?
Yes. And obesity is the second leading cause of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Second leading cause. Number one cause is smoking. Mm-hmm. So those are the two biggest causes of cancer are directly related to our choices. The third factor, environmental factor, that's a little bit more slippery because air pollution, you can't really control it, right? Water pollution, the best you can do is you can get a water filter for your house, for your drinking water. You can get an air filter, air purifier for your bedroom. That makes a lot of sense since you spend a third of your life in there.
Right.
If you're working in a toxic environment with a lot of fumes and smoke and dust and stuff, you should consider getting out of there.
Yes.
Because if you're breathing toxic fumes, yes, you're poisoning and polluting your body. But diet is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And a big component of my journey was faith, too. Because
yes. Well, we're tripart human beings. Again, I was just having this conversation with a dear friend the other day. I said, you cannot extract one from the other. They're all interrelated, mind, body, spirit.
Yes, and you know the subtitle of my book is A Comprehensive Plan for Healing Naturally. And comprehensive means it's not just about the diet. It's not one food. It's not one supplement.
It's not just supplements. Yep, exactly. Right.
Yeah, it's not a lotion or a potion. It's a radical life change.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, part of that was I was already a believer, but I really had to trust God in a deep way that I never had before.
Right.
And I had to look inside and look at my heart. And I realized I still had a sick heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I had a sick heart is because I was carrying a lot of bitterness and resentment and negative emotions. I was entertaining negative emotions and thoughts constantly. And I had to change the way I thought.
Well, you had to detox everything, didn't you?
Yeah, my detox my mind and my spirit. And listen, one of the most powerful ways you can heal your heart is to forgive the people who have hurt you in life.
Right.
And that's something we have not been told enough.
Mm-hmm.
We have to forgive the people who've hurt us. Jesus talked about it in his ministry many times. Right. How many times should you forgive? 70 times 7.
Right. Exactly.
He says in the Lord's Prayer, right? Forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. What was the one of the last things Jesus said on the cross as he's up there dying
for Father, forgive them.
No reason,
right?
Mm-hmm. Like
right.
for no crime. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And so I just realized, you know what? If Jesus can forgive the people who put him on the cross, right? Tortured him and beat him and made fun of him and mocked him on the cross while he's dying. Like, I can forgive anyone and everyone who's ever hurt me in life.
Yeah, it's a hangnail offense, right? By comparison.
Right. Mm. Right. And so one by one, in a quiet, prayerful, place, I would forgive people by name and say, God, you know them. You know what they did. You know how much they hurt me. But I'm choosing to forgive. Mm.
Right.
And I'm letting it go, and I'm giving it to you. They're all yours.
Well, Chris, we got about a minute left at the sound of the dog bark. As a reminder, so let's wrap this up and summarize how people can get their hands on your book and hear the rest of the story, because it's incredibly fascinating. And I just got my copy of your book, so I'm looking forward to going deeper and reading about your journey.
Thank you so much, Bill. You know, I'm pretty easy to find. The book's on Amazon. It's in most major bookstores. And I can be found at chrisbeatcancer.com and chrisbeatcancer on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. So pretty easy to find.
Chase him down. Boy, fascinating story. And there is a lot more to it, as you can understand and appreciate. The book will go a long way, and stay in touch with Chris should you so desire. Chris Wark, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Chris, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thanks, Bill.
This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time.
Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Genesis medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Genesis products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Genesis banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't mind waiting until after the 2020 election for Republicans to come up with a replacement for Obamacare. He says the GOP is developing what he calls a really great health care plan, but he adds a congressional vote won't be taken until the GOP holds the Senate and wins back the House. He hopes some Senate Democrats want to abolish the Electoral College and are expected to introduce a constitutional amendment this week that would do so. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, but Donald Trump secured the presidency by winning the Electoral College tally. A final vote's expected today to send a state Senate bill to the Texas House that would bar all Texas cities and counties from doing any business with Planned Parenthood. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment. An early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live.
Help me.
Bill Martinez Live.
Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by the Crypto Prophet. It is the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Prophet banner to see if this works for you and your family. Check it out. You know, trying harder doesn't always improve relationships or bring promotion, but choosing to live with honor strengthens relationships, build bridges, and deepens our worship and intimacy with God. The blessing of honor is seen throughout the Bible. Those who chose honor flourished. Those who did not show honor suffered from tragedies, wars, and hardships. Rich Wilkerson Sr. explains how when you honor family members, authority figures, the overlooked, colleagues, subordinates, and the like, simply because they are God's creation, you honor God. His brand new book, I Choose Honor, The Key to Relationships, Faith, and Life. Rich Wilkerson Sr. joins us right now. Rich, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Thank you very much. I'm great. I'm in Miami, so I'm always good.
Hey, good fun. I know I left the East Coast. I'm just north of you, above West Palm, in my normal condition, and in my less than normal condition, I'm in California. Actually, I'm very blessed here because four of my sons are here, and then we're getting ready to head further west to see the daughter unit and our 2.5-year-old grandson. They're in Maui, so we're looking forward to that, and then celebrating with her and hugging her neck because she's got another one in the oven. So we're blessed beyond measure.
Yeah, that sounds like me. You know, I've got my wife's in New York with our youngest son and his wife and little granddaughter, and she's got a little boy that she's expecting in 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Taylor Wilkerson. So,
oh, wow. Good fun.
About that.
Hey, we are blessed beyond measure, right? That's
yes,
for sure.
We are.
Well, you are the founder of Peacemakers. And I've read about Peacemakers for quite a while, and I like your heart. I like the spirit of what it's all about. And you are counter the culture right now. It has become so tribalistic. And this is all spurred on selfishness. You know, when we are thinking about ourselves, then it's easy to be manipulated by a wave of self-interest and greed. Pretty much what's happening, brought to you by the current political environment, by the way.
No doubt. And the vitriol is, to me, at my age and where I've lived through, is just appalling. I posted something the other day on my Instagram. The struggle with the modern church is that we have changed from, or we have become, instead of that convicts me, it's now that offends me. And everything is an offense. And if you take that bait of Satan, as John Bevere calls it,
mm-hmm.
once you suck on that bait, oh, man, you end up destroying yourself and not the person you're upset with.
Exactly.
It's always best to live with convictions and not offenses, you know, Bill.
Right. Well, conviction will draw you. You know, will draw you to God and to others. Offenses will isolate you and tribalize you. And this is what we have. You know, people are all tribalized. They're in their respective corners. And listen to the beat drum of the culture right now. And the sad thing about it, Rich, as we know, is the culture is downstream of the church. So the church is pouring this into the culture. So it's like, whoa, you know, we need to call time out in the pews across America to say, boy, you know, the fruit of our tree, no bueno.
Yeah. I was raised in an environment contextually, spiritually, where we got our answers on our knees. As a little kid,
mm-hmm.
I would kneel next to my mother on Sunday nights after the message, and mom would just pray it through, dad would pray it through, and that's how I was raised. And it seems like today we have forgotten the simple kneeling. You know, that's what worship is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you worship God, you're kneeling to someone that's just greater than you.
Right.
There's a Greek word known as proskuneo.
Mm.
And it means, it's the word that's used over 50 times in the New Testament for worship.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally means, one of the metaphors is a dog licking its master's hand out of just love and concern and thankfulness. And there's another word translation that says kissing upward. In other words, that's what we do when we worship the Lord. We just look at the Lord and think, how could I ever be grateful enough for what you've done in my life and who you are and that you've given me life?
Mm-hmm.
When we leave that first place of the believer's life of honoring our God, then we stop honoring who he's made and what he's made.
Exactly.
That's the dilemma we're faced with.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, I used to believe that every Muslim was going to cut my head off until I got connected to the Muslim community and found out that they were waiting to love somebody that wasn't like them. And I literally had to, about 2 years ago, pull away and get on my knees and repent before God. How can I win someone to Christ with a bullhorn? How can I win someone to Christ that I don't personally have relationship with, that I don't care about?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole premise of honor. It's an act of humility. Honor starts with you, not me.
Right.
And my first thought is, how can I help Bill today? You say, well, I don't even know Bill. That's not the issue. Bill's God's child.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what religion, what faith, God made them. And I have got to stop all of this noise on the outside of me.
Exactly.
And just go, Lord, mm-hmm. help me hear you.
Right.
Anyway.
Well, you're right. You cannot honor others without first honoring God, because when you honor God, then you honor that which he honors. And, it doesn't take deep study, and you don't have to be some 20-year theologian scholar to understand it. I mean, it's pretty simple. And this is the way, God lays it out for us. He loves us so much. It's not complicated. He's not giving us stories and parables, right? I mean, it's pretty well spelled out.
Exactly. And once again, I can't thank God enough for the people who raised me, my mother and father, mm-hmm. and dad's in heaven now, but I remember about 100 years ago on their 25th anniversary, they were living on the Monterey Peninsula in California. Dad pastored a church there. Mm-hmm. Rob and I were associate pastors in Sacramento. And so we drove over to surprise them that night. The church was putting on a big party for them. We went over to say, they didn't know we were coming. I pulled up about 30 minutes before we were supposed to go to the hotel where the event was, and to knock on their door and surprise them. But before I could knock, my dad's little office was right next door to the front door. Mm. And I could see my dad in there kneeling in his suit,
yeah.
just praying and crying and thanking God. And I thought to myself, that's Dad. That's how I remember him when I was 3. At that point, I was about, 26. And that's how I remembered him then. I mean, that was he always started a day on his knees. So, man, I mean, it showed me where I needed to be.
Yes.
And
what an awesome example for you, Rich, to grow up with that, praying parents and that honored God. And boy, they left, for you and your brother and your families. Exemplary example. We've got more from Rich Wilkerson Sr. right after this. Stay with us.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
Where this hurting, you show me what healing can do. Where this hatred, you show me how kindness can move. Where this fear deep inside, I won't run, I won't hide. I'll give you all of me so that you can see every broken piece in the open of my heart.
And independent, just the way you like us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. He is the founder of Peacemakers, the senior pastor of Trinity Church in Miami, Florida. Rich Wilkerson Sr. continues with us. We're talking about his book, I Choose Honor, The Key to Relationships, Faith, and Life. Rich, you and I have been around long enough. Experientially, God has taught us some lessons that we pass on to, you know, whether it's our congregants, the people we love, but these are just golden nuggets. And at the base of everything that we've learned, we know it starts with God. You know, the deeper we honor and worship God, the more we're able to honor and, in a sense, worship others, because you can't give what you don't have. And it starts with humility, as you said earlier. We have to first humble ourselves, before a awesome and almighty God, when you consider the greatness of who God is and all that he represents, that his name represents. You go deep into that, and boy, if that doesn't shock and awe you, I don't know what else will.
Bill, just let me give just a couple nuggets from the book. You know, we came to Miami 20 years ago. I'd been an evangelist for 18 years. In my life, I've traveled over 3 million air miles, which is quite remarkable, in as much as we were in horse and buggy when I started. No, not quite that old. But what I'm saying is when we came to Miami, we came to a inner city church, run down, tough neighborhood. We had about 250 Haitian people, most wonderful people on the planet.
Right.
And every morning there'd be a line at the church door for food. And Rob and I would buy groceries, and then we kind of get attacked when we get to church for the groceries. But we would also get in the door and kind of close the door because we wanted to get inside the building after we fed the food. And so we could get on the phone and start, reaching the lost and building a mega church. And one day God said, every person I've brought to your door, it's like you step over them. And the people you're stepping over is the gold that I have for you to serve. And I was good, Bill, at kissing upward, but I wasn't so good kissing what I thought was below me. And the sin in our country today, because I had to repent before God 20 years ago, is that somehow some of us think we're just better than the next guy. And we're just not.
Right, right.
And I had to be, at that time, I had to be 46 years old to learn that. Mm-hmm. I'm not better than anybody.
Right.
I'm created by God, and everyone he's created, he's in love with.
Right.
So I've got to be in love with. So at that point, I said, Lord, I'll do everything I can to serve the people at our door before I ever try to reach anywhere else. And that week, my wife saw an RFP in the newspaper, which she never read the newspaper, but she saw this while I was reading it. An RFP is a request for proposal, and you bid with other organizations for government money.
Right.
And she won $176,000 the first time she ever tried to take care of 500 urban children for 8 weeks in the summertime for day camp. And these are were the most, underprivileged kids in our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That started a miracle in Miami. And since that time, we have raised over $50 million in government contracts. We've been down every poverty trail in Dade County. And because of it, thousands have met Jesus. Now, we're not even allowed to preach on our contracts.
Right, exactly.
But they end up coming anyway.
Because they're reading
that's
you.
Because
you're the living gospel. You are walking it out, the love of God. And it attracts them, you know, to you and to what you have, right?
Paul said we're living letters, Bill.
Yes, exactly.
Known and read of all men. I mean, it's just been a miracle. But what I'm trying to say is, if sometimes God's hidden gold is not what you think it is or where it's buried.
Exactly.
Actually, God's hidden goal is right in front of your face, and you've been walking over it. And if you start honoring who's in front of you, they open the doors to all kinds of places you never dreamed you'd go to.
And it is amazing the way God works that way. And this is one of the chapters of the book, Honoring God's Hidden Goal. I also wanted to have you explain creating circles of honor.
Yeah, I'll just real quickly on that.
Okay.
And we didn't even talk about that, but I wanted to say something.
Okay.
When our boys were little, I've got four sons. They're all in the ministry. Oldest one's 38. Youngest one's 29. But when they were all young, on their birthday, this is great for young parents that may be listening. My wife and I would force them, in love, of course, to go around the table. And every boy had to say something nice about their brother on his birthday. And of course we did too. And then when it was mom's birthday, when it's dad's birthday, each boy had to say, and you know, for a little kid, that's tough.
Yes.
You know, cause they've been fighting all week and
exactly.
But on that one day they had to stop. You know, I really love you. Cause that one time, a long time ago, you were nice. You know, that kind of, I mean, they had to search, but they'd always have to come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that carried on to our ministry staff on their birthdays. Then we got to Miami. We started doing it on the ministry staff here and then in our Wednesday noon prayer meetings. But everything got too big. Now we just do it on our team chapel Monday mornings for whoever's having a birthday that week. And every Monday, there's usually two or three people that are experiencing a birthday in the next week or so. And we all have a word. Not all, but two or three people say something nice about them, honor them. Well, what it's done is it's spread. Our little family deal around our table, Bill, has now spread to our ministry team, to our church team.
What a great idea. I love that idea. That is so awesome.
One of our seven core values is honor is our calling. Yes. We are called to honor one another.
And what do employees say? What are they looking for? They're looking for affirmation, reward, acknowledgement, right? And this is a simple way to do that, but very powerful. When you acknowledge and affirm someone on the team for what they have to offer. Wow, I love this. This is an awesome idea. I'm stealing it. Thank you.
Let me say one more thing. One more thing. I just finished my doctoral dissertation. I defend it this coming Monday at 2:30. Mm-hmm. But I'm dealing with it's a dissertation dealing with gifters and lifters. Mm-hmm. Gifters are
so. Like, so next time we talk, I got to call you Dr. Rich, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Excellent. But excellent. I love it.
It's kind of a book about keeping baby boomers and millennials together. Here's mm-hmm. an incredible sourced finding, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Millennials, on an average, would take a $7,000 a year cut in pay to work in a warmer environment. I'm not talking about temperature.
No, no.
I'm talking about culture.
Exactly.
No. Where they're honored.
Yeah.
That's a huge finding, especially for seniors. We've got to realize nice words and nice actions are like pay raises.
Mm-hmm. Well, U.S. labor statistics say that only 1 in 10 find where they're working as a fulfilling environment and a fulfilling experience. That's pretty sad commentary when you consider
shame.
It, right?
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame.
But the deal is that if you're not vigilant and you don't honor yourself enough to work in honorable areas, then you're part of the 9 of 10 that are not very happy campers.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other discussion you and I can have, maybe over a golf game, because I know you enjoy golf so much.
I'm ready.
You're not that far away. I'll bring my clubs down. We'll go down. We'll beat it around. I won't put you through 18. We could just, hey, we'll just have fun over 9, and hey, we'll talk about all these great things.
And get to lunch or dinner as soon as possible.
You got it. Well, you got to always keep the goal in sight, no doubt about it. we've got about a minute here, Rich. So the big takeaway for people that you want them, I mean, the reason that you wrote this book, what do you want them to get out of it, and where can they get their hands on your book?
Let's, by the grace of God, drag our faith out of politics.
Yes.
And let's get back with Jesus 100%. And when we do, we can get on with others 100%. And when you are a man or a woman of honor, you will leave a legacy of honor.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you. You'll leave a legacy of honor. And I think that all of us at a certain point in time are wanting to leave legacy that is meaningful. Not something that they can applaud us, but something they can say because of him, because of her.
10 seconds left, Rich. 10 seconds.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. The book is available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website as well. Rich Wilkerson, Sr. Thank you, Rich.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hunters, anglers.